Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jerry Scott Mitchell. Live on Memorex. Default location, default route. Let me just first start by saying that I'm presenting this as a problem and as a dilemma. But if I step back and really look at it, it's almost a privilege, and I should be gracious to have such a problem. But it is easy. I should be gracious to be in such a situation, but it's easier to present it as a problem that needs to be worked out, like a math equation. Realize today, I can't retire until I'm 65 to get Medicaid, to get medical coverage, which is no problem. That is no problem at all. I have to work at least until I'm 65 to get medical coverage. There are things people do to bridge that gap and retire early. People are, you know, a lot of people my age have retired and younger than me and presenting to me their situation, how they retire. Some people encourage me to retire, you know, do it, you know, blah, blah. I'm not ready. Plus, I'm just making way too much goddamn money. And it's not that hard. But, and I'm soft-ish. I'm softish, and I'm spoiled, and I'm used to having and getting pretty much whatever I want at the upper levels, meaning that I don't, even though it's easy for me to settle and be satisfied, the level at which I do is probably very high compared to other people. The standard that I'll settle on is probably set very high, and it's inherent in me to have the best of the best around me, or at least work to have that, and to carry myself and to present to myself, to everything around me, everything involving me, is that that's what I expect. And I can do that without saying a word. Just by the way in which I carry myself and the way I handle myself and the things that I expect and the way I treat people and the way I conduct myself when dealing with other people. So, to be in the situation I'm in, which, roughly speaking, is I have probably lost interest in what I'm doing at work. I have probably lost interest in why I'm doing. There's no deeper motivation other than the compensation, the prestige, the challenge. I mean, the job is the best job I've ever had, by far. Best job I ever had in any category, period, hands down, flat out. So that's what I said when I'm talking about a problem or a dilemma. I'm talking about having a problem or a dilemma with the best job I ever had in my life. This job is so good that if I was to present what I'm telling you to my supervisor, HR, I'm almost 100% sure they would accommodate me in finding a solution. I can almost guarantee it. And could be just my expectations of what Jeffrey is used to, or what Jeffrey expects, or what Jeffrey thinks he can get, but I'm confident in that. So I guess the problem or the situation that I'm trying to work out in my head, I'm really dealing with it. From my point of view, what can I do? What do I need to adjust? What can I have? What is in my hands? What is my responsibility? What do I want? What do I need? What is it that I desire? What is it that's lacking? Or what can happen? What do I need to be fulfilled? First, I got to answer those questions. And laying in the bed all day and not working is not the answer. Or just not working is not the answer, because I can do that. There's ways you can do that. But I know that's not the answer. The answer lies within me. I need to determine what I want, where I want to go, what I want to do, how I want to do it. And once I figure that out and find inspiration in that, it'll all come together. Once I figure out what I want to do and I create a plan or a strategy to achieve that, experience has shown me that I'll make it happen. So I don't point fingers or fault anybody or think this is that way, society is this way, jobs, employers, corporate. No, I don't. Politics, politicians, laws, etc. None of that factors in at the level that I deal with mostly. And that's deciding what I want, how I want it, and then just go out and get it, regardless of the playing field or what's out there. Because it's kind of a burden or a responsibility when you wake up every morning believing or knowing or feeling that you can have and do anything you want. That the whole scope of human experience is pretty much opened up to you. You feel that way, whether it's true or not. If you wake up feeling that way, comes a certain responsibility. I can do anything, and all I'm gonna do is lay here, eat air fries, shoestring fries, and hamburgers all day and be happy. And also part of me says, there's nothing wrong with being happy with that. There's nothing wrong with being happy, watching TV, sitting in your house, eating too much. Sometimes it's needed, in fact. So I don't, quote unquote, say certain behaviors are out of bounds or wrong or right or wrong. I don't use the word right or wrong, good or bad anyway. But some are definitely detrimental to my health and well-being in the long run. Some I really would not want to pursue. And one of those things is when I do retire, laying around too much, being too lazy. That is something that I definitely want to be aware of, and also don't want to end up like this, which probably can't happen. Again, I want to come up with something that Adam Carolla brought to my attention on his show, that he questions that, you know how many bridges you must have burned to end up on the street homeless, where nobody you know or is related to you wants to help you or bring you in their house? You know what kind of situation that must have been in place to make something like that? There were no family, no friends, or anything. You don't want to be associated or bothered. You'd rather be on the street. That's what I'm saying. It's, I ain't gonna say it's impossible for me to be homeless, but I have too many people around me who wouldn't allow that. Literally wouldn't allow it. Would come get me on the street whether I wanted to or not. And say, no, you, this ain't the way you gonna do it. I have too many resources around me that I could go to. But having said that, like I said, that's probably not a possibility. And with the foundation of money and the level of Social Security that I already have guaranteed to me and this and that, financially, I'm very, very, very close to being secure. It may come, and by secure I mean almost have enough money to live in California secure, because they raised my rent another $90. It's been a few years, I admit. It's been a few years. A couple years, 2-3 years. Raised my rent to $90. Now I'm almost paying $1,900 a month. And I read or heard something that on a podcast that if you're renting, no matter what, your rent's gonna go up. It's gonna go up no matter what. Imagine what it's gonna be 20 years from now. You know, and if you're on a fixed income where your wages aren't increasing with inflation or whatever that, you know, it's gonna put you in a spot. So that's one of the reasons you kinda wanna buy a place. And I can do that. I can buy a place. The only thing is with me is where I want to buy it. I probably can't afford California. And back in the day when I had a chance to afford it, I didn't buy it. I know a coworker who went ahead. He got a house. You know, he's working on it. He's working hard. He does overtime. He's like paying double the bill. Or he got some kind of credit card scheme to where he uses credit cards to pay off this and pays the credit card off or something, to where it's supposed to help with the interest rates of how he dumps money into, I guess, the principal. But he's, you know, working at it. And it's probably not in the best neighborhood. Probably got to deal with people, neighbors, this, you know, fix it up. It's probably, it's a lot of work to it. It's definitely a lot of work to it. A lot of work and responsibility in having your own place, buying property. But it's yours, and you can control the payment. Here in California, you still got to pay property tax, and that gets kind of expensive. But it's nothing like having a big rent payment or mortgage, because I'm paying $1,900 a month, and it's gonna keep going up no matter what. So here we are. And yesterday I posted that if I work, if I don't miss any days until April 30th. This is probably like 40 days, 50 days, no work days. So April 30th, I have about 43 hours of PTO. And I'm gonna need this paid time off, AKA vacation time, to catch all the P-Funk shows and traveling and things that are going on for family, seeing granddaughter and this and that. But more importantly, I guess, I gotta work every day. I gotta put it in my mind, I gotta work every day now. I can't miss any days. And I can do it. And I think one way I can do it, one thing I did yesterday, talked to a coworker. He said, well, take it easy, you know, slow down. Slow down, take it easy. And I did yesterday. I mean, I really throttled down. Maybe down to 1/4 of what my productivity usually is. I gotta do what I gotta do to protect myself. And I'll tell my boss too. I'll tell my boss what's going on. We would have a meeting, I tell him. Say, look. And so I throttled back. I stopped. I took my time. I meticulously worked relatively simple tasks. And it felt good. It felt good not just to be blasting through stuff. But I'm probably known for blasting through stuff, being a rock star, to come in there, knock off a bunch of tickets when I'm on shift. Oh, I could be like, oh, Jeffrey be there. You know, so we don't have to, you know, he'll knock out a bunch. He's good for so and so many tickets an hour, blah, blah, blah. That's gonna drop a little bit. And I'm thinking once it drops, it could drop. Then once I get my feet under me or whatever, it may go up. But right now, I wouldn't even call it sandbagging. You know, until I get my head right or whatever, get my balance or get my mojo back or whatever. Or even find meaning. Like I said, it could be that I've lost meaning in all of this to where I don't really care, you know, about what I'm doing, kind of. It's like, it could be I just don't really, not really care, but, you know, I'm not motivated to be. You know, there's no juice to do what I do other than my livelihood. I'm traveling all over the world and country chasing that band and able to go to Steeler games to get good seats. I mean, it's that livelihood this job affords me. Again, I'm presenting it as a problem or a dilemma to better dissect it, analyze it, and such. Like, there's a problem, here's a problem. How do we fix it? Trying to figure out what the problem is. Determine what the problem is, what the crutch of the matter is, what's going on with me in this job, what is it? What do I need? What do I want? Again, it comes back to me determining what I want, what I need. And once I do that, I can go out and get it. I can solicit people to assist me in attaining these things, finding a balance between what I want, what I need, what the company can provide, what the company would benefit in the situation, how they would get what they want, and everybody win-win, to get the win-win. Because I believe there's a balance and harmony that can be achieved in just about any situation. Well, there's definitely a balance and harmony that can be achieved in any situation, even if that balance and harmony is unfair, crooked, broken, or twisted. There's always going to be one, regardless if it's seen as quote-unquote good or bad, or bad or good, or deficit or positive, negative. When you step back so far from the universe and you look at everything that goes on, a situation or a balance or interaction that can be seen as negative, you step back so far, it's not going to look that way. It may not look that way. It's just going to look like the way things are, the way things happen. You look at the universe and say, oh, this is how, you know, the planets revolve around the sun, and how the sun spiral through the universe, how everything is in motion and moving. And it could be that if you own one of those planets and you get smashed up or whatever, destroyed, you're not going to look at that so favorably. But the universe, you step back so far, you would just see that's just part of it. And it's not good or bad, it's just part of it. So I believe harmony and disharmony are part of all of this, and play a part, a necessary part even. Harmony and disharmony, I believe they both play a part. I mean, they definitely both play a part. And they definitely are part of the bigger system. Once you step back far enough and really look at the whole thing as a whole. Which we as humans may never be able to do, but maybe consciously we may be able to imagine such things. So, what I need to do is imagine what the hell I want to do. And what the hell I want to do. Again, I have every option available to me. There's not an option I feel that is out of my reach. Real or imagined, that's how I feel. I can get or have anything I want. I just got to determine what that is. And that puts the burden on me. If I was to wake up every day and say, oh, this person's holding me down, this person this or that, situation that, it makes it a lot easier. And maybe that's why somebody, the Trump derangement syndrome, they have something they can wake up, people have something they can wake up and attack and quote unquote blame everything on. And say, oh, we got to get this fixed. Makes it a lot easier. Makes it a lot easier as opposed to having to fix yourself and fix your situation, to look internally and to get your shit together and to figure out what you need to do, instead of pointing to somebody else. They're going to do this. Oh, we got to stop them. It's a lot easier. And you don't even have to go as far as demonizing someone else or an external party or the external entity. You can just kind of blame them. Oh, they keep in this still, the corporations. Why they keep me back? Oh, they don't know. That's not how I operate. I value myself. Therefore, I place myself so high above mere mortals that I assume the responsibility of me Totally. No government, no school, no job, no employment, no relationship, no parent, no sibling, no enemy. There are no haters. Haters are just completely irrelevant in my life. I just keep going. They're not even acknowledged. And then I look around. It's like you got a whole genre or industry based on haters. Most of the songs that come out in the demeanor and swagger, whatever, comes from overcoming haters or the haters. You know, so many rap lyrics about people trying to keep them down and this and that. Now it's all about me. It's all about me and me finding out what I want. And this is how I do it. Identify a problem. I call it a problem. And I try to solve the equation. And I think I may have come to a piece today. A piece of today is maybe I'm just not motivated. And I really don't believe. Not that I don't believe in it. I'm just not motivated by the purpose of my job. I know it's a big deal. Second largest law firm on the planet. I work in the global technology. The upper echelons, the public interface to the technology department. One of the biggest and best technology departments in the legal industry. And I'm right there, and I'm dancing with them, and I'm doing okay, and I'm, you know, compensated well, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yeah, okay. Been there, done that. All right, I came in. I wanted to be here. I learned it. My first few years being here, I didn't know the job, so I had to learn it, and I was challenged, and it was about me making it and me showing people there that I could be just as good as them. You know, they've been there for years, and just the performance numbers and this and that. It was about a city later. And the performance numbers, me being the number one analyst, you know, by months and this and that. And that kept me motivated. Now I have to probably find my motivation. And from where I come from, that industrial Ohio mentality is your motivation is eating. You want to eat and have a roof over your head, shut up and go to work. Suck it up. I sucked it up for 20 years. Blah, 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 blah. You know, that's the kind of mentality I come from. And I in California, it's not like that. It's like, oh, what do you feel? Do you feel that your chakras are misaligned? What is your heart telling you? And all of that. Get in touch with a deeper feeling. And I was into all that stuff, and I am too, to a degree. Still. But it's a lot less ethereal than that, if ethereal is the word. It's a lot less cosmic than that. It comes to a point where the rubber has to hit the road. Things need to happen. Things need to be executed. Decisions need to be made. Everybody can't make it. There are going to be shortcomings. There are going to be quote unquote negative output. Some people are going to have to take a hit for survival. Everybody ain't equal. They're equal at the level of consciousness or whatever, a level of humanness or whatever. But as far as capability and the tangibles, no, everybody's not equal. But in general, as a person, better person, that's it. There's no one person better than another person. Every person is equal. Now that they all, every person is equal, or whatever you want to call that persona, or whatever you want to call that essence of a person, or that spark of life, or their right to be here, or not right to be here, or that entity is equal. As soon as you step outside of that, and you can compare capability and ability and actual tangible execution of tasks and processing and all that, we aren't equal. But in the sense of being a living entity, we are. I can say that. I would say that. So, after having said all that, where does that leave us now? Probably right back where we started. Right back where we started in determining exactly what it is that I want or need to have to be fulfilled and to not have to go through this. It's been 10 years though, Jesus. Usually at a job, I last 3 years and I'm done. Literally, it used to be 3 years. It was like clockwork. 3 years. And I had it all mastered and figured out. And I start getting bored and doing stuff. And like my mother say, I say, you must like this job you got now. You ain't calling everybody stupid. I'm like, wow, she's right. She is right. It's been 10 years. Be like 11 years in November. A lot of it I was a contractor. And they made me a permanent employee. So, we'll get it all figured out. I'm sure that since I put it all on the table and analyze it and look at it and talk about it with you people, we'll find a solution. But the temporary workaround is that I throttled back tremendously. I throttled way back. At least I did yesterday. We'll see what happens today. And as my mojo increases and my energy increases, I'll naturally, you know, get back up to the superhuman execution of tasks that I'm known for. But until then, I'm taking it nice and slow. Very, very, very meticulously. Just the simplest task, instead of just, you know, without even thinking, boom, 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 no. Stopping. And one of the main things, the criteria that I'm looking at It's email handle time. Email handle time. I would keep it under 3 minutes. You should be keeping it under 3 minutes. It ain't gonna be like this. Probably not gonna be like that for the next little bit. And also, we get judged on how long we are in manual queues. When I take myself out the queue, basically, I say I don't want the phone ringing. That's gonna skyrocket. More than likely, depending on the pace and flow of work, which has been busy, which can get busy and has been busy. I just gotta figure it out what I wanna do. I got things in place. I got Jeffy TV stuff ready. I got things built. I just gotta do it. The infrastructure is there. Foundation is there. The money is there. Blah, 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 blah. Everything is there. Jeffy Scott Mitchell's got to figure out what he wanna do. And in saying that, and kinda while I'm going through all this, I'm still getting stuff done now. I'm still building a little something. I'm still creating. I'm still, you know, moving forward. You know, it's not like I'm going backwards or deteriorating. I'm still building, still creating, still getting ideas, still putting things here, putting things there that will definitely probably benefit me when I do finally kick in and become supercharged, if that's what's gonna happen. Maybe it's not. Maybe I'm just gonna keep going this way until it happens. Until what happens, you may say? Until that opportunity presents myself in which I'm ready to receive that grand opportunity. May just fall, when it falls in my lap, I'll be ready to catch it and have things in place to where it fits whatever that grand opportunity is. Maybe not having a grand opportunity is the grand opportunity. You never know. With history and life, you don't know. You don't know. So you just gotta do what you do according to your heart or whatever. Do what comes to you. Do what you're inclined to do, what you're motivated to do. Be true to yourself. Let things fall in place. And if it's in your nature to force it, force it. You gotta do what's in your nature, what you're quote unquote programmed to do. Anyways, I don't want to say, I think that's enough, or I want to stop saying that because I don't know what that means. I don't know what it means that I've said enough. It just, that doesn't register with me. That's enough about that, or I've said enough about that, or whatever. Wrap it up. So, anyways. Swinging on y'all. Two times. For me, for the phone. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.